Ivan Potter, we're looking at a lot of activity in the General Assembly that not a lot of us understand, but you've been paying attention to it for years, and you've brought to the table today a few Senate bills and House bills that you're particularly interested in. And I'd just like you to start where your major concern is, and I suppose that might be HB 235.
Yes, but to get to that point, I want to tell you that our process of government works best when we elect representatives go to meet and work in our interests. Unfortunately, in modern times, we also have another party involved, and that's paid lobbyists. So of all the bills I wrote about, the most important one was 235, House Bill 235. That's our budget, state budget. $20 billion for the next 2 years. It impacts every agency, every activity in the state. We think of it as a state budget, but it also directs county funding. A lot of business interests will be impacted by this. And the actual bill is 169 pages, so most people will not read it. However, our representatives and special interest people will, line by line.
So what do you fear out of that relationship other than the obvious?
I fear we're losing sight of the big pictures. Most of the legislation that I had a chance to look at were about petty things in life, not the big things in life. We don't worry about regionalism, whether East Kentucky and West Kentucky will grow, whether Central Kentucky will be the only area of growth in the state for the next 10 years. We don't worry about sustainability, impact of climate change, or the fact that most people are having a hard time making their lives come together in jobs. Some years ago, the General Assembly abolished the long-range planning body that they had because it was beginning to merge in coal with climate change, and the King Coal did not want that. So we lost that ability to look into the future a little bit. Now, whenever they come together, it's all about petty little things mainly. This budget cycle, I picked out four or five things I thought very important besides the budget. One was eminent domain, another was the Public Service Commission, and one is nuclear power. All those will impact West Kentucky greatly.
How so? What's the portent of each?
Public Service Commission is the body that controls all utilities in the state. Our little water company in Clinton now, for the past 5 years, has had about a 50 to 60% increase in water rates. And we had to fight them all the time. The Public Service Commission are the ones that are trying to regulate, making sure that those rates are fair. But they're up against a very powerful lobby. Kentucky Utilities, all the other water companies, anything that's utility, it goes through that body. They only have three members, and they're appointed. This bill is to say we need to have seven members and make them elected, have one member from each congressional district and one at large. It used to be that way many, many years ago. Utilities are getting to be one of the largest money sources that we had to put out on each bill you get for KU or for electricity or for water. People in our town have to make decisions now. If I got a $500 or a $700 electric bill, how much food, how much medicine can I buy this month? These bills never go down. They keep going up. We're paying for their operations and any outside costs they have. And of course, now with extreme weather, they never planned for that. So all that added cost is going to be run back to the consumer. And the idea of an elected public service commission, it's time again to look at that. That's one. Eminent domain, that's the taking of private land for public use. The reason it's a big deal this time, in Central Kentucky, where we have those million-dollar horse farms, there are two pipelines planned to run through them. Woodford County, Fayette County, Franklin County, the heart of the bluegrass. The plan is to run these massive pipelines from there all the way down to this part of the world and from here down to the Gulf to run natural gas. It is a firestorm of protests now in Central Kentucky that farmers, business people can lose their land to a pipeline that has no strategic value to us, But yet, the danger is, eminent domain, they could take it and name their price for what they pay you. If it's done there, it can be done here, too. So with the increased need for new energy sources, in Nevada, a massive national test model for solar panels array. That device or that farm will have enough energy for 150,000 homes, but it sits on 5 square miles of land. Where do you find 5 square miles of land in Kentucky that's flat? Most of the time, it's either central Kentucky or west Kentucky, or maybe mountaintops in east Kentucky. So our ability to deal with those kind of mega projects will involve taking of land that's private and make it for public use.
Is that not already possible?
It's already possible, yes. But it's hardly ever used in our state. The Supreme Court did allow it a few years ago in Massachusetts, I think, or no, Rhode Island, where they took land for a Walmart complex. And ever since then, it's been an option for corporations to use.
So what does this bill do?
They're competing bills. One is that it gives strength to the law as it is now. And there are two others that says, no, we want to err on the side of the landowner. So that has to be worked out. And whether they'll go through the sessions, House and Senate will pass both sets of bills, and then in conference committees, they'll decide which way to go.
Who are the legislators involved in this?
Robin Webb was one. There's a group in Franklin County that's big. One's out of Webster County, Jessamine County, some up northern Kentucky. So it's about 20 or 30 on both sides. There's a lot of money at stake here.
And eventually it'll come our way.
If it gets successful in buying the land up in central Kentucky, it will come this way because it has to connect the pipelines going south. They want to connect here.
Well, there's not a lot of press about that now.
No. Everything that I'm looking at is almost no press, and that's on purpose. Many of our counties have an excellent small county newspaper. Then you have Paducah Sun in our region. But we're still isolated from the media of the world, especially the media around Frankfurt and what Frankfurt does to us. Many people have no idea what goes on up there. Mary and I try to monitor it on a daily basis, but it's a full-time job just keep up with them.
I'm also looking at this issue of nuclear power storage that I was unaware was something of contention here other than at USEC.
Mary and I have been fighting this for almost 5 years now. The National Storage Site for Nuclear Waste Material was an area called Yucca Mountain,
right,
in Nevada. But they, in recent years, have found that that site sits on an active underground river. It is near an active volcano just under the surface, and it's seeping out through the sides running down the mountainside. So they're going to try to close it. In closing that site, they are going to try to find a new nuclear site for nuclear waste. And right now, the only one that's optioning is Paducah, Kentucky, because they claim they're used to nuclear waste already. And Leap Year and Steve Rudy are principal ones, the representative and senator, are the principal people trying to secure the national rights to dump all, I think, domestic and maybe even international nuclear waste in West McCracken County. All I can think of is, why would you want to encourage waste that is never going to go away, has a chance to seep into the water supply, could actually kill people? I don't know. It won't create jobs, but it'll make somebody a lot of money because they can dump it in West Kentucky. Now, we had one of these before back in the 60s, Maxie Flats up in eastern Kentucky. They closed it down because it was so horrific. All the barrels, every waste container started to leak after a few years, and it became a dangerous radiation belt for many miles around. If we allow this to happen in West McCracken, I would not want to have a house in West McCracken because your property values are going to go to zero at some point. Who wants to buy a house next to a dump of nuclear waste? Sitting next to a river. I mean, there's so many environmental problems here. It's never really been studied.
Forgive my ignorance, but where has are there good discussions about this particular thing on the web?
No. Oh, and now on the web, yes. If you go to our site, West Kentucky Journal, and just put in our search phase, nuclear waste, we have, I think, 18 articles over the past 5 years.
Well, Ivan, I appreciate you being here today and talking about these things that many of us don't ever really pay a lot of attention to.